Good morning. My guest this morning is James Pelican from Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, the Chautauqua Review, it sounds like we're back in upstate New York or somewhere like that. But this is the 15th annual Chautauqua at Arts and Ecology, right?
That's right. We've been at this for 15 years, and it started as a humble little field of dreams, my wanting to perform as a clown. And So I created this show, and it's kind of grown into its own beast.
Right, right.
And now we're doing three nights plus a family matinee every middle of September.
So this is September 14th to 16th, 7:30 p.m. each time. So what can we expect this time?
Well, the show is always a combination of we have a few things that happen every year. Our stage band, Big B and His City Slickers, Ben Buettner has been our music director since the very beginning, and he has just one of the most talented stage bands you're ever going to see. And we have My Clown Troupe, Clowns on a Stick, always
Clowns
creates new
stick,
material
yay.
For it. And then we have Wisteria McBrill Cream, who is our mistress of ceremonies, who is absolutely consummate. And then we have another half dozen guest performers, and that could be this year we have Circle of Fire, an Oakland-based hip-hop dance company that will be with us. We have music. We have Sandy Riccardi and Richard Riccardi, local master satirist. That
yes,
were part of the show,
are.
And Aaron Harris, a good friend of mine from Petaluma and an excellent musician, will also be part of the show. And storytelling, and we'll be creating some new material this year. We're doing a take on The Wizard of Oz where Donald Trump plays Dorothy. That's all I'll say about that.
And, that's enough.
And the whole thing takes place in the North Garden Theater, which is an outdoor theater that we've been building over the last 15 years. It's sort of our little Frankenstein theater. And we get about 200 people in there per night.
Also, I note on the paper before me here that on the 16th at 2 p.m. Is the children's matinee. So what's up for the kids?
Yeah, so what we do is the evening show runs between 2 to 2.5 hours. And so we take the acts from the evening show that would be good for, you know, a whole family, kids and adults and everything. Uh-huh. And we create about a 50-minute show that's more with the circus skills and the clowns and maybe some storytelling. And that's always just a lot of fun because families have been coming for years now and they can hang out in the garden and maybe have a lunch beforehand. And we put on a little show for them.
Almost enough for the second generation. I guess it is really the second generation of kids to come. James, was this sort of the start of your career as a clown?
That is right. This was my step back into theater. I hadn't done theater for most of, from my early 20s to my mid-30s. And it was through going to some clown workshops and going to a clown school up at Del Arte that I got back into it. I'm like, well, where am I going to perform? I live in Sonoma County. There's not exactly a hotbed of clowning up
right,
there.
Right.
And so creating the show was my way of getting back into it. And it remains the crucible for my clown troupe. We create new material for it every year. And which, it's always kind of seat of the pants last minute, but we always come up with new material relevant to the show.
Well, have you done better than you thought you would? Has it exceeded your dreams of being a clown?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Both with my working as a clown and the show itself have just continued to evolve. And so let this be a lesson. If you love doing something, keep doing it, and eventually it'll grow into something you couldn't have imagined.
Right. So we have to tell people that this show is selling out fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they really need to get their tickets soon. This is playing toward the end of July, so seems like a long way in the future, but not really so.
Yeah. It's last year, for whatever reason, the tickets started to sell out really early, and this year, Friday and Saturday have already sold out. We have tickets for Thursday, and the matinee, you can usually get tickets at the door. The families just kind of show up. But I don't even know if that's assured, but do get your tickets in advance for Thursday now. Those will be gone within a few weeks.
Okay, thanks, James. And to get your tickets, call 874-1557. Online, it's oaec.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.